Well, good evening, councillors, members of the gallery, staff, for your attendance. I declare the meeting open for the 25th of July 2023 at 6:05 p.m. Can I ask, please, that you be upstanding for the council prayer? Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing on this council, direct and prosper its deliberations for the advancement of this area and the true welfare of its people. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. I'd also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to the Wangal people and also other people of First Nations that may be present, and also to those both past. Just a reminder of the statement of ethical obligations, councillors, of your oath, an affirmation of office under section 223A of the Local Government Act 1993 and your obligations under council's code of conduct. Recording of meetings, as you're aware, are recorded for the preparation of our minutes and are available for public review via the council website. I note there are no apologies and leave of absence. Any declarations of interest by councillors? I note no declarations of interest or declarations of any declarations of political donations. I note there are no declarations of political donations. Confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting held on the 23rd of May 2023. It's been moved by Councillor Robinson, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Our agenda items now on the business paper. I'll start with a Merrill Minute. There's a Merrill Minute which we've handed out, which is the potential delay of the Sydney Metro West. I won't read through the whole minute, but there have been a number of articles over the last week. I think councillors, if you've seen in the media, part of that is not having a commitment. And I put out a Merrill Minute 2 months ago, I believe two council meetings ago, which spoke about getting a commitment from the government to honour the Build North stop as part of the Metro West. There's been some comments, some political commentary in media of the last week, on which there has been a suggestion that the Metro West project is being revisited and there could possibly be delays based on budgetary pressures. In saying that, there was also a commitment by the government of the day while in opposition to proceed with the project. And there are many reasons why, especially a project that has started and has a hole in the ground, should not be discontinued or delayed in light of the massive benefits it will have to the community and the city as a whole in transporting 40,000 commuters per hour with a metro stop every 2 to 4 minutes. So on that basis, I am moving a Merrill Minute that I engage with the Minister for Transport, the state member, media, and other relevant stakeholders, including residents, to advocate for the timely completion of the Sydney Metro West project and the Burwood North Metro Station, that I write to, and I've already begun the process of speaking to other councils that are also affected by the decision, encouraging a joint campaign against any delay to this project, and that I seek the general manager's advice for him to also ask Sydney Metro West for an urgent briefing from their engagement team on the progress of this project. Any questions? Councillor Cutcher?
Thank you, Mayor. Obviously, it's a matter of great concern. The question I have is in relation to the second point, and just if you could elaborate on what you envisage where you've referred to a joint campaign against any delay to the project.
I, well, There hasn't been a government announcement yet. The only announcement we've heard is that there's, well, we haven't even been told anything formally. The only thing we've heard is via the media, which is disappointing, and I've spoken to the Premier's office about that. We haven't heard anything formally. The joint campaign that I'm seeking is obviously firstly to contact and then write or email all the affected councils and then have a Zoom meeting with their mayors to look at a way forward in with regards to having a joint voice to come out and speak against any government decision to delay or stop this project. Now, if we're talking of delays, well, what type of delays? Are we looking at a year's delay, 2 years, 5 years, 8 years? What does it mean? So all we're hearing is there could possibly be a delay. Is there a decision to put more stops on there? Well, give us the information. Look, I think it would be welcome to have more stops on there. But I think when you're spending $20 billion on a project of this importance, when you consider Sydney is a global city, you know, I remember riding a metro in Singapore more than 20 years ago. I mean, we're just getting metros now. It's a bit sad. But in saying that, it's an important project which will have long-term benefits, not just to moving pedestrians around, but an economic benefit. You know, just the economic benefit. If there's an issue with costings, how is the project being costed from a cost-benefit perspective? Like, it should be over 100 years, not over 20.
So if I could I just get clarity, and going back to the intent of my question, so you're not proposing that there would be a funded campaign, you're not proposing that there would be necessarily money spent in developing up collateral and collaborating with other councils in that kind of a way?
Option. The initial option is to get the mayors around the table to discuss those options. That could be one of those options. If you look at the first point, I've kept it a bit open-ended simply because including residents to advocate, because that could involve petition campaigns. So I haven't ruled that out. It could involve writing to every single resident, explaining to them what's happening. Now, I've had discussions with the state member about this. I think I've got a bit of a record as mayor. It doesn't matter what political side is in government, I will advocate for my community. And I'm going to continue to do this because it's an important project. And it's an exciting project. So, it might mean that I might lose some friends, but that's fine. I know it's the right thing to do. And it's the right project for our community. So, that's why I want to include all the mayors. So I'm not ruling it in or out at this stage, Councillor Kutcher. I think we've got to do what we've got to do. The government really needs to call in the affected councils and sit us down and say, okay, well, this is the picture that we're dealing with, and we could possibly try to help with some of the solutions. Like, some of the solutions could be having a developer levy on some of these precincts. I mean, the Premier's been out and about over the last few months talking about councils and development around metros and rail lines. Well, part of that could be possibly imposing a levy to pay for part of the metro. Part of that could be, and how are they costing this project? Like, I read an article and it's a 100-year benefit from this project. So are they costing it over a 20-year cycle? Are they looking at a cost benefit of 30 years? These are the type of answers we need to some of the questions that we have. And I think it's really bad management and makes no economic sense. If you're going to stop a project that's already started, makes no sense. Any other questions? No other questions. I'll put the minute. All those in favour, those against, I declare it carried. Next item, councillors, is the first item, which is 46/23, the request for sponsorship for the TVB Anywhere Moon Festival 2023, which is on page 4. Do I have any, do I have a move? Been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Espar. Speakers? Speaker, Councillor?
Yeah, speaking against the motion, look, I guess I'm not comfortable with the level of commercialisation of our public spaces, and I know that this is an ongoing relationship, a partnership that Council has with this organisation, but I do think that there needs to be further emphasis on genuine engagement with the community through the delivery of these kinds of events. And I'm not convinced in what I'm seeing in the reports of the broad community benefit that would be delivered through this sponsorship. So I'm not comfortable supporting the recommendation. And I would say that having had a look at this, it's flagged some concerns. Flagged some concerns that I have with the parks and facilities hire policy. I know we did a review of that policy not long ago, but I think that there's potentially some work that we could do there just to tidy up some of those issues that that I've identified through the through this recommendation. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other speakers? Broader reply, Councillor. Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against? Declare it carried. Michelle, do you need a do you still need a record of every vote? I can't remember. Even if it's not planning? Okay. So sorry, we should go back. On the Merrill minute, it wasn't unanimous. So did you get that? And the same now? So Councillor, it was the same vote, I believe. Next item is the 47/23 Christmas closure. Moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Speakers? Motion, all those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. 48/23, adoption revised agency information guide, moved by Councillor Espar, seconded by Councillor Robinson. Speakers? All those in speakers against? Right to reply. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. 49/23, investment report. Moved by Councillor Robinson, seconded by Councillor Hull. Speakers? For, against, put the motion, all those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 50/23, which is an information item, I believe. Been moved by, I think it's to receive a note, moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Espar. Speakers, for, against, put the motion, all those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Petitions also receive a note, moved by Councillor Crichton, seconded by Councillor Cutcher. Speakers, for, question, Councillor Cutcher.
Just noting that the petitioners have received a response a letter was sent to the Minister for Planning raising the concerns about the complying development certificate process as outlined by the petitions. I just wonder if perhaps de-identified or redacted copies of those correspondence could be passed on to councillors just for our information.
I don't think we've responded yet. A letter was sent to the Minister for Planning raising concerns. Oh, okay. I haven't seen it, so I think it must have been sent by the GM. Oh, okay. I think that was in relation, I think so. Do you want to clarify that?
I believe that a few months ago, the mayor had a mayoral meeting in relation to some problems with private certifiers. And as I read this, I understand it as the residents might have been given the letter that the mayor had sent to the minister outlining the problem. Is that what happened?
There was a letter from the mayor responding to the petitioners saying we're writing to the, yeah, but I don't know what's come back.
Okay, I haven't seen that letter. Happy to share it. So I don't think it's come to my office. Might still be in draft form. Is that right, Michelle? Or have I signed it? Oh, have I? Okay, there you go. I've signed so many letters. Sorry. Oh, okay. Which this is the Hayden Street. All right. Can we? Yeah. So, well, that's noted, and we'll share that. That's not a problem.
I'm not trying to embarrass it.
No, no. I honestly couldn't recall it. I thought we haven't actioned this yet, but we have. Okay. I thought I better check. So lucky I did. All right. Noted. So all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Now we need a procedural motion that we have item 52/23, which is the draft economic development discussion paper. It's been moved. Don't need the motion. We don't need it now. Okay. 52/23. It's been moved by Councillor Cryan, seconded by Councillor Manner. Speakers, the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. I believe there being no further items for this meeting, that the meeting is now being closed at 22 minutes past six. Thanks for your attention.